This month at PostWrestlingCafe.com, go XL and you get live editions of Rewind to Raw, Rewind to Dynamite, and Rewind to SmackDown, featuring all the news of the day, your questions and answers, as well as feedback. PostWrestlingCafe.com, $6 gets you in the door.
Hey everybody, this is Waiting here. We are about to play for you an interview that our own Karen Peterson did with the stars of Queen of the Ring, the upcoming biopic on the life and times of Mildred Burke, set to release this Friday, March 7th. Members of the Post Wrestling Cafe can check out a review with Karen Peterson and Kate from Montreal this coming Thursday, so stay tuned for that. But to preview the movie, here is Karen's interview with Kaylee Latimer, also known to wrestling fans as Camille, and Damaris Lewis.
Well, thank you so much for joining me today, ladies. I'm very excited to be able to interview you for Post Wrestling.
Awesome. Thank You're you excited. For having us.
I've watched the film about three times. I had a good cry about like girl power and all that stuff for Women's History Month. So thank you for your time today. If we could just jump straight out the gate, could you please tell me a little bit about the characters that you play in the film?
So I am Miss Babs Wingo, the first woman to integrate female pro wrestling. She didn't take no for an answer. And she brought in, or Billy brought in, her sisters Ethel and Marva. They started with judo and gymnastics, actually. She was born in Georgia, and I think they moved to Ohio. And that's where she met Billy, checking coats at a coat check. Mm. And that's where she met him, at a club. So... Yeah, her story is unconventional, like a lot of these ladies, mm-hmm. but we really wouldn't be where we were today in terms of a lot of change in that business if it wasn't for her. So that's what I'm playing.
And I am playing June Byers, who in this movie and in pretty much wrestling life was Mildred's number one rival. And she was the Texas Tornado for a reason. I mean, she just ran through people, got through people. She was known for being a bit stiff in the ring. And people were a bit scared of her. And like a lot of the women really in this film that are being portrayed, another just strong woman had to kind of, you know, get things done, blaze a path. And but what's not really shown so much on screen is that besides the tough character and the one that everyone's scared of. And as I got to really learn about June, like she was a mom, she was a family woman. She was, and like her family loved her and said, what a sweetheart she was. And so like we talk about, it's like all of these women, it's like in wrestling, right? You have the in-ring character, but they all have a real life and a real story.
Oh man, I don't even know where to start from that, because that was just a great intro. So just to piggyback off of that, what did it mean to bring to life an era of women's wrestling that has been seemingly shrouded in mystery for generations? And of course, due to the limited information about women's wrestling at that time, you know, it's like a niche within a niche within a niche. Was it difficult to prepare for the role?
First, it was an honor. That's going to be the first thing I say. Secondly, I would say the biggest difficulty would probably be that there isn't that much film Mm-mm. that we can find.
Yeah.
With that being said, the ones that do exist are very powerful. Mm-hmm. So I think the most challenging part about this was, honestly, I wanted to truly ensure that Babs, Marva, and Ethel's family who saw it now, their descendants, that they liked it. Mm-hmm. And they do, apparently.
Yes.
So that is that's my gift in terms of this. But that was the challenge, staying Babs the whole time, having not talked to her, having not a lot of footage of her, but getting it done.
Yeah, exact same. And I'll put Damaris over as the footage that she did have, the way that she moves in the ring and stuff, it's so much like Babs. And so she did a great job with that, especially as someone who's not a wrestler, but she's an actress.
Yes.
So she knows how to really like bring people into herself and really get into their bodies. But same with June, I tried so hard to find, you know, different matches just to see how she moved in the ring. And it was hard to find. But that's when I just had to go, okay, how would this woman in general, you know, with this sort of characteristics and everything like that, how would she move? And that's what I did. And honestly, it was not so hard because it felt a lot like Camille. So
I was going to ask if there was a lot of similarities, because knowing you, being familiar with your work in the ring as a wrestler, it just seemed like a very seamless transition.
Yes.
But you were also able to kind of lose yourself in the character. I wasn't seeing Camille the wrestler. I was seeing the personification of somebody else from a time gone by.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Cause yeah, it was, I didn't want to be completely Camille, but it did. Being Camille did help June.
June walked so Camille could run, right?
Yeah. But she did though. Yeah.
So what would be the key takeaways that if someone were to go watch this film that you would want the audience to bring home with them afterwards?
You know, every time we get asked this, my brain has a different.
No,
that's fine. But
it's because there's so many different stories happening that I don't know that I even want to steer you in a direction.
Mm-hmm.
You know, somebody might watch it and have a Billy in their life that they've been trying to figure out how to navigate.
Yeah.
And someone might have a spirit of Mildred and be a single mother watching it. And then somebody might have the spirit of June, right? Somebody might have the spirit of Babs. So for me, it's go into it with open eyes. There might be something that you discover about yourself that was in this era that you didn't know. But have fun, you know,
just fun.
Have some fun. Expect to have some fun.
And now that you're saying that, I have a different. Well, even the one before was different than the first one, but I just thought of one, and I hope it's not too controversial. Actually,
let's go.
it's this, and I kind of mentioned, but like, human beings are flawed.
Yes.
We all have flaws. Billy Wolf was a terrible man. he was a terrible man, but Billy Wolf brought in the first colored wrestlers, right. You know, females, females. And so like, it kind of just, if you can take away something, which like she said, you can take away so many things, but something that this movie, I think, really does a good job of showing is even if someone has so much bad to them, that like there is humanity
in everyone. Yeah.
And people just try to survive, I would say, in different ways.
This is definitely a story about survival.
Yes.
Yes. So that being said, although great strides have been made, women are constantly underrepresented, not only in wrestling, but in cinema and countless other professions. Mm-hmm. What was the greatest memory that you have of being a part of a film that not only emphasizes, but celebrates women at a time when we weren't allowed to have a lot of rights?
You know, when learning about Billy's mindset in making these women look like Hollywood movie stars, the brilliance in that, and also the work that had to go into that, because you could never miss a beat. When they went out, they were dressed. When they were about to get into the ring, they were dressed. When they were backstage, they were dressed. It's a different take on why you're getting dressed up. They weren't getting dressed up for men. They weren't getting dressed up as a damsel, if that makes sense.
Yes, ma'am.
They were setting a statement that I could be fabulous, but I could also kick your ass. So adding to the film, getting to work with Sophia and Sarah, who did costumes, and watching them literally go through every single person, give them a different color
scheme. Yeah, I was gonna say,
everybody has a different color scheme.
Yeah, I wonder if people will pick that up.
We have a different color scheme, different jewelry, different shoes, different, like, it, so the play on a different way of looking at glam, as a statement was really, really something.
Mine actually doesn't have to do with like the movie in itself. It was just how you see, as you watch the movie, this like group of like this female, like troop, you know, of women.
Yeah.
But it was like, that wasn't just for the movie. Like, that's how we were. Yep. That's how we were filming. And it was just so fun for like that to literally just blend and go together. And I just think that, like, I don't know. I think that we just got along and had fun and ate churros.
Hey, I love me a good churro, so I ain't gonna knock it.
Yeah. It was just fun to have that like female camaraderie.
Yeah. Was there any kind of like adjustment period between being a wrestler going into acting or an actress learning how to wrestle? Or did everyone just kind of from day one just get together and be like, we're in this together, let's make it work and make some magic?
I think there wasn't a lot of time to think. You got casted and you had to get to work. And I think that actually worked out.
Yeah.
Because there wasn't a lot of time to doubt.
Mm-hmm.
Cause you had to go, right?
Yeah.
So as soon, for me, I know that same case for you, you kind of didn't have time to think about what ifs, and you just wanted to stay safe in the ring and you wanted to ensure that you got it right. So yeah, it was just drop and go.
It was a huge learning curve for patience for me, because, and I've said this before, but you know, in wrestling, there is a lot of hurry up and wait. We understand the hurry up and wait, but if you're especially doing TV, you're starting at 7, you got to be off air at 10. You know what your day is going to look like as far as being done.
Yeah.
And this, especially for someone that is a bit type A, I like plans. I like them ahead of time. I like, I need things in order.
Yeah.
Throw that out the window.
Yeah.
I literally remember getting back to the trailer after the first day of it was the first, by the way, my first ever film, and I'm in a scene with Emily, Josh, Walton, and Gavin. I mean, I would say I'm a pretty lucky movie scene ever.
Yeah.
But you know, and I get back to the trailer and I remember I text my husband, I said, I don't know what I've got myself into. Because I was like, I don't know if I can do this. Just because it's long.
Yeah.
And if you're a person that is impatient, like moi, it was difficult.
But what's great about you is that she brought a very real element to it, right? Like, you can't have an ego around her. It doesn't work,
I don't
right?
care.
So like, no, but how amazing is that when it's 12 o'clock, everybody's thinking in their heads that they're tired, and then a voice comes out of nowhere and is like, oh.
she's the anger interpreter for everyone.
Icing every day.
Yeah.
Like, oh wait, I am allowed to be tired right now. I am allowed. Oh yeah, this has been a long day. She also brought in this very raw play that, I mean, I know I enjoyed it every single time. But yeah, I think that switchover worked. Like, having to go into another world worked for this.
So given the time in which the film is set, there, of course, there are certain societal expectations of women. We did touch about this on this a little bit before. How did you feel playing characters who historically and intentionally stepped away from traditional women's roles at the time to do something so bold at the time as to make waves in the women's wrestling industry?
I love this question. I love this question because it's the comparison to the times, right? No matter what I do, I'm a woman.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what skin color I am, I'm a woman.
Mm-hmm.
No matter where I'm from, I'm a woman. No matter what job I have, I'm a woman, right? As much as important it is that we support each other, I think it's also important to recognize how different we are so that we do not get caught up in the you should be acting like this, you should be acting like this because you're a woman, you should look like that, you should dress like this, you should sound like this, your body should look like this, you should be wearing these heels, you should be. So these women took that. They didn't even think about it. They had a job to do. They were trying to stay safe during Jim Crow. They were trying to feed their families.
Mm-hmm.
We don't talk about it, but a lot of their men were probably at war.
Yeah. Yes.
So they had this element of like, I don't care what you think. And it's with me to this day. But yeah, in comparison to right now, I think that it's actually really nice to see these people who are like, whatever. But it didn't matter because you got to still be like, whatever, you were still a woman.
I don't think this is a spoiler, so I'm just gonna say it.
Okay. It's probably a spoiler. It probably is. It's not gonna be a spoiler.
Yeah, but
if you're saying it, I'm not gonna go with it. I'm not gonna be against it.
But one of my favorite parts of kind of showing this dynamic is when Millie is getting ready to go out on the road and her mom's like, what are you gonna do with her baby's Joe? What are you gonna do with Joe? She's like, he's going with me.
Yeah.
Duh. You know what I mean? Duh. I can do both.
Yeah.
And I think and the way she said it was just so, of course he's going with me.
Obviously.
Yes.
Yeah.
So like I loved that. Like there was no like, oh, it was just like I can do both.
Yeah. I have to do both.
Yes.
I have to.
Right.
Do, I have that's to true. Do both. Yes. Like if I don't do both, nobody eats.
Mm-hmm.
I have to do it.
Was there any particular scene in the film that was difficult for you to film because it either was too personal or it felt like it was too emotionally charged or hit too close to home for you?
I had one as just not a trained actress, because all of the stuff that involved like the toughness and the wrestling with that, that was pretty easy for me, but there was one scene and I can't say what it is because this
that's
is
fine.
Spoiler. But it was more serious and it was like one word or two words, but it was very uncomfortable for me because I was like, how would you react in real life?
Right.
You know what I mean? Right, and it, like, that was the hardest. And it, like, again, it was only two words and it wasn't memorizing the lines. It was, how would you act in that moment?
Yeah.
And it's a serious, I can't take that. I can't not take that serious and really think about it hard because it was a very serious moment. So that was the toughest scene for me.
I think for me, it was actually the entrance of the sister.
I loved that, by the way.
It was such a great visual.
I don't mean to speak for, but tell me, can I ask if I'm right about this, of where your headspace was?
Yes.
That it was almost like the, I don't know if I really trust you guys yet. Yes, because I love that.
So I wanted to make sure that it wasn't like snooty.
Yeah.
Right? Like
it wasn't
like, I wanted to make sure it wasn't who are these other girls? We've trained gymnastics and judo. They don't really know. You know what I mean?
Cause you could easily come off that way.
I could have come off as like, I don't trust you because I have brown skin and blah, 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 blah. But I wanted it to be a very much so like, I'm the ringleader. I'm good, but you're not going to mess with my sisters.
Mm-hmm.
And then as soon as we saw that they were elated, the energy shifted.
Yeah.
And so that was kind of my biggest like, oh, like, is this going to be a thing about women who don't like each other, catty women coming together? Or is it going to be like, look, I'm setting the groundwork now. These are my girls.
Yeah.
And you guys can have fun, but these are my girls. But when I saw that it was the same thing looking ahead of me, that it was Mildred and her girls, I was like, okay. So that was my biggest challenge, just starting them off right. Because however we started them off in that scene would have been what takes the whole movie for them. So yeah.
What is one thing that you've learned in this film or from the character that you played that you want to take into your personal life or your professional life moving forward?
I think that... And it's been said, but beauty is subjective and beauty is internal. And so they focused on the places where they were seen and the places that they weren't seen. They walked away sometimes if they could. Right. But they never lost sight of what they wanted. And so for a lot of them, it was just money. Right. Like I know we want to think that it's just like this thing where we want to change the world all the time, but sometimes it's about money.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's about feeding your family. Sometimes it's about getting out of the neighborhood that you're from. Mm-hmm. And so the takeaway from that for me was just like, it's okay to have a mission to, some of them wanted to be the first. Some of them just wanted to get out of their town. Some of them, maybe some of them wanted to find a husband. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe some of them wanted to be seen in another light. But the takeaway of like, choose your own adventure, stick to it, and find your tribe. And they'll go with you. That's my take.
I think a takeaway I have is that talent can't be denied. Ooh. And these women, their story could have very easily disappeared. I mean, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
There wasn't much footage, all of this stuff, but it was such an amazing story. And although it took what, over 60 years to be told, now it's on a big screen. And like, June passed away. And I don't know exactly what was on her mind, but like, probably thinking like, okay, well,
no one cares.
No one. Yeah. Like that's my story ends here. And it's like, oh no. And so it's one of those things that even if it takes, unfortunately, when you're gone, it, like, talent cannot be denied. A wonderful story cannot
somebody's
be denied.
Gonna find it.
Yes. And it's like, no matter what, if you make a difference on this earth, it will affect people in some way, even if you're unaware of it.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness. I felt that's so great. All right. Well, I know you all are very busy, so I'm just going to wrap it up right here. I'm so excited to see how the rest of the world reacts to this one, because I really enjoyed it and I hope everybody else enjoys it. So thank you for your time, and we'll finish up right here. Thank you so much, ladies.
Thanks.
This month at postwrestlingcafe.com, go XL and you get live editions of Rewind to Raw, Rewind to Dynamite, and Rewind to SmackDown, featuring all the news of the day, your questions and answers, as well as feedback. Postwrestlingcafe.com, $6 gets you in the door.